One of the things that we believe as Christians is that Jesus himself is God in the flesh. Here's a supporting verse for that claim. For by him, that is Jesus, all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. That's Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Now, some might try to refute this by pointing to verse 15, which says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, but there is no contradiction here. So don't be fooled, as the Muslims and the Jews and all who reject Jesus as the Son of God are. For him to be the firstborn of creation simply means that he is the source and hope for all who believe. It would be self-defeating for the Apostle Paul to write in detail, ascribing all these divine qualities and attributes to Jesus and him not to be God. Paul was no fool. Let me ask you this. Who is it that the prophet Daniel says of in his prayer to God? Daniel praised God after receiving a vision to interpret Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And Daniel answered and said this, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in darkness, and the light dwells with him. That's Daniel chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. Did Paul not say back in Colossians that by Jesus Christ all things exist, such as thrones and dominions and rulers and authority? Is not that not something only God does, according to Daniel? Only God sets up kings and removes kings. Indeed, Jesus is God in the flesh. You see, when approaching the text, take the time to understand the surrounding verses. More times than not, you will discover the meaning of a verse within the surrounding scriptures. That is always how you read the Bible, because it is alive. It's a living text, sharper than any two-edged sword. Jesus' divinity is extremely important to what we believe as Christians, and without it, the atonement of our sins falls short. If you're struggling with this truth, that Jesus is God, I encourage you to do the theological work and study and pray that the Spirit of God will grant you true wisdom and knowledge about Jesus Christ. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.